Daily Dosers. My name is Tracy. I'm one of the campus pastors at the Carlsbad campus, and I'm excited to share with you today out of Ephesians. You know, we've been talking about what it looks like to follow Jesus, and Paul's done a great job of talking about it's by grace, and we need to live in unity and peace with one another. And we just recently heard about being a part of a team and what that looks like for us. And Paul takes just a moment here at verse 17 to say, but don't forget. And so let's read at Ephesians 4, verse 17 through 19. He says, so I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, and some translations say having become calloused, they've given themselves over to the sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with the continual lust for more. And so it really is just a break in this, like, these are all the great things I've been telling you. And when he says, so I tell you this, it's like going back to Ephesians 4, 1 and saying, what's it look like to live a life worthy of the calling? And he's taking a break to say, but don't do this. Don't live like the Gentiles did. And he starts to remind them of what that life looked like. And some of those unbelievers, he says, lived with this futility of mind, like this lack of knowledge or void of understanding of God and walking in darkness and living a life separated from God. But he brings it all back to the hardening of their hearts. And if you're following us in Mark, you just heard a message this weekend about the hardening of the hearts. And even the disciples, Jesus said their hearts were hardened and they missed the whole thing with the loaves. And so we're cautioned all over to really, really guard our hearts. In Proverbs 4:23, it says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. So I just want to stop on the hardening of our heart, and it can happen so subtly we're not aware of it. So I just was thinking about some ways that we might notice that our heart is trending toward a callus. And callus, if you remember, it's like you work the skin so much that it thickens and there's no sensitivity to it. Same thing can happen to our hearts in that we can slowly but surely get on this slippery slope, and just one little sin or one little piece, one offense that we take, and bitterness takes root and it gets us on this slope. And he even says, finally, you just give yourself over to this indulgence and this impurity, and he's warning us against that. So here are just some thoughts today to maybe do a little heart check that I think Paul is asking us to do for a moment. And maybe some things like, you feel like your passion is gone. There's not really any big joy or any big sadness in your life anymore. Everything's kind of mundane. Or your emotions with those, even on that, I would say, check your social media and how that is in your heart, how it sparks in you. And perhaps withdrawing from people, or you're cynical. You find yourself being kind of questioning everything. Or when you hear the word of God, when you read this or you hear this in the Daily Dose, or you're listening to a message either in your church or here at North Coast, and you think, that doesn't really apply to me, or my circumstance is different. You start making these exceptions to the rule, and that's that slope that we get on. And so I would just caution you. David said to the Lord, search my heart. Show me if there's any offensive way in me, and show me the way of everlasting. And I would say, let's do that today. That's what Paul's asking us, like, stop for a second, hear all the great things, but make sure you don't become like the Gentiles, or you don't continue living like that. So let's do a heart check today, and let's see where God maybe wants to show us. He will. If we invite him in to search our hearts and look for those pieces that might be starting these walls of callousness, if we ask him, he'll show us that, and he will give us the guidance, and the Holy Spirit will help us get off that slope and move towards living a Christ that's really worthy of the calling. Have a great day.